Welcome to the Book Smarts Business Podcast, conversations with business expert authors to learn about the author, their expertise, and to help you find your next read. And now, here's your host, best-selling author and CEO of Influence Network Media, Jody Brandsetter.
Angie, welcome to the Book Smarts Business Podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you about this amazing book, People Fusion. But before we dive into the book, I would love to know who you are and what do you do?
So I am a small business owner. I started A-Squared Personal Consulting about 3 years ago. We offer executive level administrative support as well as HR support, project management, basically that whole back office stack, if you will, of services that you absolutely need to have to keep your business running. I am a 20 plus year C-suite level executive assistant veteran, and I am truly passionate about that position and about that person. And that's what basically drew me to People Fusion.
Wonderful. So I know that a lot of people are just thinking, well, the admin assistant, the executive assistant's going away. But that's not always the case. And I know we've talked about this before. So talk about what are some of those, like, you need to have someone in your corner that this person or your company can provide them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that I've always felt very strongly about, though, is that the assistant, whether they're an administrative assistant or an executive assistant, I personally hate the title. I think we're all business partners. That's what I always considered myself. That's how I looked at myself. And that's how I expected everyone to also look at me. And I laugh because, you know, I started this role, I really think really before the internet came out. So I knew how to find everything in a telephone book. I knew how to find everything. You become that person, you know, everybody's like, well, I didn't know that we needed to have this get done. How did it get done? Well, the executive assistant did it because they found out that it needed to be done and got it done. And that's really, you know, why you need that person. It's a huge investment as opposed to an expense, in my opinion. And it's an investment that I think would help any executive or even any team, because they bring in a certain skill set that you don't really get from anyone else.
And I think a lot of times people put so much pressure on that small business owner to be able to do all those things when in fact, we as business owners are not Jack or Jill of all trades. We specialize in something. That's why we started the business. So we have to be able to find our tribe who's going to be able to support us in other ways so that we can keep our focus on what we're there to do.
Yeah. And that's funny because I'm learning that now. So I, on one hand, I'm an entrepreneur, but on the other hand, I still am somebody's assistant because I still manage some clients. And having now living both of those lives and those roles, it's so interesting to me because I've become a big picture thinker, but I now need a person in my life managing those things that I don't have time to do and really do become a hindrance. And, you know, my thing is you can't put a dollar value on time. And whether that's because you want to spend more time with your family, you know, spend more time on yourself, you know, there's just one person cannot do it all and do it well. And what's the purpose of owning your own business if you're not going to be successful?
I enjoy that you are included in the People Fusion book because this is such a big part of a small business, having individuals who can be that business partner. Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit, maybe like a summary or kind of some highlights from your chapter.
Sure. So, you know, I have to just say my favorite part of my chapter was my cartoon. I had it in my mind that to me is the essence of how I've always felt. You know, yeah, you think we're on a phone call, but what we really are doing is running the business. And when you are so in tune with your executive, or the business owner, that is basically what you are doing. You're helping run that business without, you know, no hiccups whatsoever. But I'm so passionate about this role because more times than not, the executive assistant gets pigeonholed. We get overlooked for promotions because people think, oh, all they do is manage calendars or answer the phone or go get coffee. And that isn't anything of what we do. We become program managers. We become HR support. You know, we are in tune with that with the demands and the priorities of the executive, to the point almost where we're making decisions on their behalf. When you're in that sweet spot, that's what you're doing. And so it takes a lot of confidence, takes like I said, a unique skill set of problem solving, task management. You have to have a wide scope of kind of, you know, I feel like I know a little bit about a lot, but then the things that I do know a lot of, I know a lot of. And so I just, you know, I'm a champion for this role. And if the chemistry is right and the executive and the team take advantage of that assistant the way they should, it's amazing what you can produce. It really is.
And I think right now there's a lot of different ways that someone can bring this business partner in, right? It could be a full-time employee, part-time employee. It could be a company like yours, a virtual assistant. Mm-hmm. What would you say are like two or three things that a business owner needs to think about before they make this decision on hiring someone to be this business partner?
Sure. First of all, they have to be willing to go into a relationship that's based fully on mutual trust and respect. The trust thing, I cannot express how important that is. It's your baby. You know, I even find myself, you know, looking at my own company thinking, okay, who can I hire that's going to do the job the way I would do it or the way I would want it to be done? So you just have to have faith in the process. Also really understand why you need that person, because, you know, again, I go back to the time. I go back to, how do you want to grow your business? You cannot manage your calendar and grow your business at the same time. You really do need somebody who can come in, you know, sit with you, learn your processes, or even create the process for you if you don't even have a process, which is probably most likely the case. And just know, you know, I train my team to come in confidently. Everybody has a different background. Everybody has a different love for the position. But in the end, it comes down to that relationship. It comes down to be able to be vulnerable with somebody, you know, and really let that person get into your world a little bit, so that we can really, you know, really help and learn what those needs are. But the whole trust and just accepting the fact that you need the help, and then you accept the fact that basically you have a new boss, because that's what we become. I say that jokingly, but there is some truth to it.
I mean, a lot of times you're the one connecting the dots, like you said, or helping, you know, drive them to where they need to go, as far as if it's a business decision to, nope, you can't do that today because you have this on your calendar, to, I've researched 5 different options for you. Which ones do you want? Or do you want me to select it for you? I mean, yes, you are absolutely, you know, kind of have this demand, or what some people would say, a boss to the boss. But that's nice. It's nice to have, like, again, it's having that person, that tribe around you to support you. And so you and these other authors had a huge tribe, because you guys had a killer launch day. You were a bestseller in, I think it was 12 categories, if I'm counting correctly. How did that feel, getting to that accomplishment?
Well, so interestingly enough, I had always had it. I had a goal to eventually write a book someday. I still have that book in my mind, but it was more, you know, for entertainment purposes, not so much business purposes. So having got this, had been asked to be a part of this, number one, I was basically checking something off my bucket list. And then it also introduced me on, you know, wanting to do it more. But just the overall feeling, I really can't explain. I get chills now just thinking about it, but I just was, like I said, so emotional, you know, humbled to, I instantly now feel like forever I will be a part of this People Fusion family. And to say, I've only ever met them on Zoom. So it's interesting that you can have that connection and have that one thing that's going to keep us all, you know, gelled together, and have that one thing in common with all these amazing people, you know, in their own right. And knowing that I'm a part of that, it's nothing like I've ever felt before, ever. Even owning my own business and getting that first client, this is definitely something that is very unique. And I'm going to start crying now. So I'm going to stop talking. Because I will start crying.
It is this, it's a glorious feeling because you put so much time and energy and effort into creating a book, a chapter that's going to, you know, really work for your audience and help. You're providing them a service. And all of a sudden people are saying, yes, I want that. Thank you. I'm purchasing it. And then you get the accolade of being a bestseller. So I think altogether, it's just an amazing feeling. I'm so excited for you and the other authors. And I'm excited to see what you guys do moving forward. Now, tell us if one of our audience members wanted to connect with you, what's the best way to do that?
So I'm on LinkedIn, A Squared Personal Consulting, Angie Dodge. Website is www.angiegetsitdone.com. So, and then also on Facebook, A Squared Personal Consulting.
Awesome. We'll add all those to the episode notes. We'll also include the Amazon link to PeopleFusion. But Angie, thank you so much for being a part of the Book Smarts Business Podcast.
Thank you. This was fun.
Thanks for listening to the Book Smarts Business Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the show and share this episode with a friend. In the meantime, join our business author community where you can connect with other business authors and learn about becoming an author at authors.influencenetworkmedia.com. Until next time.